with another conversation. I'm getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft by talking to as many draft prospects as I possibly can between now and then. The draft does get underway on April 23rd. We are joined by a former Notre Dame safety. He was named to the Werfel Trophy watch list. He had 49 tackles, a couple of INTs last season, 173 career tackles. And again, the NFL draft does get underway on April 23rd. We are joined by Jalen Elliott. You know, Jalen, every draft evaluation process is different, but there has never been a process quite like this. Let me start by asking, how are you and your family doing in the middle of all of this right now?
Well, first, thank you, Jim, for having me. It's great to be on this show. And man, it is different, as you said, but, you know, me and my family are just trying to stay out of the way, stay safe, and make sure that we're taking the right precautions in order to keep each other healthy and keep those around us healthy. But I still think, you know, we found a way to, you know, get field work in and get lifting in and do different things like that, even with the circumstances being what they are.
I appreciate that. And I want to say it's great to have you on the show. Jalen, thanks for making time for it. Now, the normal process is that you have the combine, and then a few weeks later, you've got a pro day. But, of course, a lot of the pro days were canceled. In the absence of an official pro day, though, you and some teammates staged one of your own last week. How did the idea first come to be, and how pleased were you with the way you showed up and performed?
Well, the idea came from just understanding that, you know, some of our teammates didn't have a pro day at all. And so wanting them to be able to at least have some type of video where they could kind of get their name out there and show that they had been working. And then also, you know, to have an opportunity to kind of right some wrongs that happened at the combine and just make sure that, you know, I showed the best of my ability along with my teammates showing the best of their abilities. And I think, you know, with using what we had, we did a great job of putting together something that could be respectable and something that could be sent out to coaches. And one thing for me was the 40. You know, that was something that I didn't really perform well in the combine. I knew that wasn't my true speed, and I think I righted that wrong with running the time that I ran when I had my own pro day, and so I'm thankful for that.
Jalen Elliott is my guest. Now, you didn't make the point of saying it, but I'll say it for you. You weren't especially pleased with your time in the 40 at your pro day, at the combine, but you did run with a tight lower back, and then you ran faster for the pro day. You know, obviously, you want to continue to show NFL teams what you can do, but how much of that pro day was about a statement that you were looking to make, that you could make the best of a bad situation, and that you were going to show everybody, no matter what, you were going to just keep working, keep grinding?
Oh, that was huge. I truly believe that God's timing is perfect, and I live by that, and so that day at the combine, it wasn't my time. It wasn't my time to run the perfect time that I was supposed to run. But what I really wanted to show was that would never discourage me. After the 40, I went and did my field drills, had a clean day. And then when I got back, I knew that it was time to work harder than I had ever worked and just continue to put that work in. You know, I always consider myself a very competitive person. And so it was nothing but a little adversity. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to kind of come back and show my true speed, and just can't wait to continue to show them.
We're talking to Jalen Elliott. All right, so what about the Senior Bowl? You showed up really well during practices at the Senior Bowl, and you turned some heads there too. What did you want teams to know about you coming away from that week?
I think first and foremost that I'm a competitor and I'm a leader. And so just trying to be vocal on the field and, you know, just having a good time out there. I think a lot of times we take for granted some of the opportunities that we have, and so I just didn't want to take those opportunities for granted, and I wanted to go out and show that I'm one of the best safeties in this draft class, and I'm very versatile. So,
yeah, Jalen, I talked to your teammate and fellow safety, Alohi Gilman, a few weeks back. You both served as captains. What did that honor mean to you, and then how did you approach being a leader?
It was a great honor for me, and I think once I was – before the opportunity to become a captain, it really made me kind of sit down and understand that there was a reason my teammates chose me to be a captain, and I had to do the same things that got me there to that point. So it was big for me that I never wavered or never changed in the way that I came to work every day and the way that I led. And then as far as leadership goes, I really prided myself on learning my teammates, on kind of understanding, you know, that not everybody needs a rah-rah guy. So understanding how to kind of talk to my teammates in a heated situation or in a moment where we're in the game and it's close and tied up. And so just really getting to know my teammates, knowing what they kind of responded to, and making sure that I led the best way possible for them.
Jalen Elliott's getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft. You know, from the outside, it seems like you and Gilman had really great chemistry on the field. How would you describe the relationship, and what was he like as a teammate?
Well, as good as it looked on the field, it was even better off the field. You know, that's my brother, and that will be my brother for life. And I think that just that's how the whole defense, that's how the whole team was as a whole, you know. And we really prided ourselves on being a close and tight-knit group. And it makes it easy when you're playing with somebody that you would go to war with and that you would go to war for, you know. And so playing with him and knowing that he had my back through the adverse situations really helped me on the field when we were going through something, and just being able to kind of lean on him and vice versa.
You know, if we go way back, you were actually a defensive tackle in your early days in football. What do you remember about that, and what were you like as a defensive tackle?
Oh, man, that was way, way back. That was right? My first year playing deep tackle. It was funny, man, because, you know, at that age, you just go and try to find the ball. So, you know, just being aggressive and being competitive, that's all I did. Probably wouldn't fare as well now at D tackle, but you know, I'm gonna go ahead and stay safe.
That's funny. Jalen Elliott joining us. I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but then you went to ultimately the Irish invasion camp in Notre Dame in 2015. I bring that up because Brian Kelly said, quote, "You competed like no player that I have ever seen since I've been coaching in a camp setting," and that's over 25 years. His competitive spirit was unmatched. I mean, that's incredible praise from a coach like that. Where did that competitive attitude and that competitive spirit come from?
You know, I think it's family first and foremost. I'm in a pretty big family. I'm the oldest of four, and so everything we do, we compete. And then, you know, honestly, it's just never wanting to get beat. I think that's my thing. In my head, I put it in my head that, yes, sometimes you lose, but in my head, I shouldn't lose, you know, anything that I do. And so when I have that mindset, when I have, a mindset of proving to people that I'm supposed to be where I am, it really just comes all into fruition, and that competitive nature comes out. It's kind of just something that I've always had, and I'm thankful for it.
Hey, let me ask you this. We talked about what it was like to lead your teammates, but at a certain point when you were at Notre Dame, you started to speak to local elementary school kids. What was that experience like, and what did you want kids to take away from your message?
Well, you know, being from Richmond, Virginia, we don't always get afforded the opportunities to come out and play for a school like Notre Dame and be at such a prestigious college and university. And just, you know, I really wanted to let the kids know that, you know, it's possible. And I think when kids are able to see somebody that looks like them and somebody that's been in their shoes do something that they want to do, it just gives them so much more hope and so much more fight to get to where they want to go. And so I've always taken pride in using my platform and just making sure that, you know, if I can give any bit of knowledge to somebody, or if I can just be there as a mentor, whatever they need, you know, I'm always making sure that I do that. And I'm thankful for the platform, and I don't take that for granted. And I really think that serving and being there for others is a way to better myself.
We're talking to Jalen Elliott. That's amazing. You know, any idea where it's going to feel like then when you consider everything you've been through, the work you've put in, the time you spent in South Bend, everything together, any idea where it's going to feel like when you hear your name called at the draft and know that all that hard work and perseverance have paid off?
Man, it's going to be a surreal feeling, for sure, just to enjoy that with my family. But at the same time, it's kind of going to be like everything. You know, once I committed to Notre Dame or any big event that's happened in my life, is a great feeling. And now it's, what do I have to do in order to stay here? What do I have to do in order to be the best? And so while I'm so excited and can't wait for that moment, and I'm going to enjoy it and embrace it for that day, the next day is going to be filled with work, and I'm going to be ready to get back to it and figure out what I can do to help whatever new organization, you know, flourish.
You know, one last thought. You mentioned family. Your father, Anthony, played at Virginia Tech, and then you went to Notre Dame, of course. I mentioned Brian Kelly. He said of you, quote, "He's everything you'd want in a Notre Dame player." Again, I'm going to say, coming from a coach like that and an institution like that, that's a really powerful statement. What's it mean to you to hear that said about you?
Oh, man, I'm just so thankful for Coach Kelly for coming and taking a chance on me. Like I said, being from Richmond, Virginia, we don't always get those opportunities. So I'm thankful for Notre Dame and the man that's molded me to be. And, you know, it's just kind of sometimes you get lost for words because you have to take a step back and understand that it is a place like Notre Dame. And, you know, it was an amazing opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it. And, you know, thank you to Coach Kelly.
I appreciate that. He's a former Notre Dame safety, 173 career tackles, 49 last year, a couple of interceptions to go along with that, and the NFL draft does get underway on April 23rd. Jalen Elliott, our guest. Jalen, I appreciate you. It's a great story. Good luck with the draft, and I'll be very curious to see where you end up, and I'll look forward to talking to you once again.
Jalen, thank you so much for having me. Be safe.
Be safe, and I do appreciate you. It's a good young man. Good, good story. All right, somebody else to watch come draft time. Speaking of the draft, we are continuing. When we come back, the host of NFL Red Zone on the NFL Network, we go back to back. Scott Hansen makes his jungle debut. That's coming up next. Phone lines are open. In fact, the second half of the program is wide open. Use that number, 1-800-636-8686. Notre Dame players are like USC players. In the sense that whenever you put one of them on the program, they show up great.